My dearly beloved in Christ, some of the spiritual writers say that Lent is our tithe. There's 40 days in Lent and there's 365 days in a year. So it's one way that we can make up for what we've neglected, what we've done to offend God throughout the year. And it will go in our favor for our judgment. This week we had a teacher's meeting, and it's taken over 2 years to get permission from Kern County to move a modular building onto the property. And we filled all this paperwork, we wrote letters, engineers did things, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so somebody was asking me, okay, what do we need to do to get this thing, because we prayed. And he says, okay, have you done any penance for it? Because I wouldn't think of doing an exorcism without fasting and doing penance. In other words, when we pray, that's very good. But then when we do penance, then our prayer is much stronger. I remember Father Gerardo asked this demon, because in the scripture it says these demons aren't driven out except by prayer and fasting. Because what does that mean? And then, he asked me, and I says, okay, ask him, you know. So, and then he said, yeah, some of these are very strong, and they have to be, you have to fast to drive them out. So the whole thing about Lent is our attitude. I remember reading a booklet written in the 1950s, about Lent. He said, no fun, no movies, no candy, no this, no that. Okay, if that's our attitude, then we're not going to have a very good Lent. It's true that some of the things that we give up, you know, sometimes we drink too much coffee or too much sugar or too much this or that. So it's a good thing when we give those things up. But if the whole attitude should be love of God. I mean, think about it. Next Sunday, we'll read in the gospel that Jesus was in the desert and he fasted 40 days. Nothing to eat, nothing to drink for 40 days. For our sins. And if you fasted for a few days, you don't feel too great during that time. You have a headache, you feel weak, tired. And then for 40 days in succession, out living out in the desert, our Lord did that for us, for our sins. So if we give up a little bit of this or a little bit of that or something for 40 days, and you don't even have to include Sunday. In other words, let's say you gave up something for Lent. Okay, then Sunday you can indulge in that. So it's only, and then this week is the easiest because you only have to go from Wednesday to Saturday. So you get through that, and then Sunday, if you gave it up, then you could still have it. So the attitude is love for God, that Christ loved our souls so much. He came on earth and was born in a stable. He lived in poverty. He walked hundreds of miles, taught us by his example, and then endured the most painful death imaginable. There's nothing in history that's anywhere close to what our Lord endured for our sins. In other words, there was a price to pay for our sins, and instead of closing and keeping the gates of heaven closed forever, Jesus willingly endured that for our sake. So what are some things we can do during Lent? Okay, I remember an older priest told me, if it doesn't hurt, then it's not a penance. So if you give up something, it doesn't really hurt. Okay, then it's not a penance. Okay, but Our Lady of Fatima said the most important penance is a sacrifice of daily duty. That's what God requires of us for now. Okay, so let's say with the students at school. Okay, they're lazy. They're not studying their math or spelling or whatever. Okay, during Lent, they're going to work harder. That's their penance. And then sometimes their handwriting, you can barely read what they're saying. It takes twice as long to read it. Okay, during Lent, I'm going to write more neatly. And then let's say we're late for things. Okay, then I'm going to be on time. And then during our prayers, our prayer time is one of the most precious moments in our life because we're one-on-one with God. We can put all the other things aside. How many times do we get distracted? We're thinking about changing the oil in our car and then what we're going to have for dinner and then what we're going to do next week. No, we just have to stay focused on our time with God. And those distractions will come, but you just brush them away like flies and just continue on. But that's a penance, isn't it? To make the sign of the cross devoutly, to stay focused on our prayers at Mass, to follow the Mass, and then to make a good Thanksgiving after Holy Communion. So extra prayers are good, but let's do well what we're supposed to do, our morning prayers, our night prayers, and then the rosary every day. Okay, other times we have excuses. Okay, I'm too busy, or I got this, or I have to do that. Okay, then make time during Lent. It's only about 15 minutes. 15 minutes in your day. How much time do you spend on your phone? How much time do you spend on your computer? How much time do you spend watching television? All these screens, we spend so much time on these screens, but we don't have time for the rosary, especially the family rosary, that during Lent we can say the rosary together as a family. And as I mentioned about Saturday Mass, I probably wouldn't be a priest today if we didn't have to go to Mass on Saturday. I felt that way sometimes. You know, do I have to get up early? And you know, but Saturday after Saturday, you know, drive a long way, attend the Mass, serve Mass, and then it's all worth it. But it's something because we love God. God has done so much for us. He's given us so much. The times that we're living in are so serious. So we can prove our love for God. And then it's not so hard. How many sacrifices do you mothers and fathers make for your children? From the very beginning of their lives. You can't even count them, right? They're countless. And then you don't worry about it. But you're doing it because you love your children. How many husbands and wives, the sacrifices you make for your spouse, you don't even count the cost because you love your spouse. You love God, you love your spouse, you love your children. That's what the motivation for Lent should be. Not that, okay, no fun, no this, no that. So, and some other things. Like I said, extra prayer. As long as you pray your morning prayers, your night prayers, your daily rosary, try to make an extra Mass or so. The Stations of the Cross. One thing that's priceless will help you spiritually, your spiritual life grow, is meditating on the Passion of our Lord. You take some time, whether it's every day or every week, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, and you recall the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. What Christ did for your soul. Because remember, He suffered for your sins and my sins. And if we had sin left, He would have suffered less. But He endured. And I remember in an exorcism when demon said, would you do that? Go through all that for these people on the small ball of the earth that endure that brutal torture? So He did that for us. So we can, by meditating on the Passion, we think of how much love He has for us. And also the evil of sin. That's what the catechism say. What do we learn from the sufferings and death of Christ? From the sufferings and death of Christ, we learn God's love for us and the evil of sin. So if we take some time away from our screen, computer screen, television screen, movie screen, our phone or tablet or whatever, take that time out and spend some time meditating on the Passion of Christ. Read some books in the library on the Passion of Christ, even for a few minutes. And then our love for God grows because we think how much He cares for me, what He endured for my soul. And then as I said, it's got to be motivated by love. So throughout the day, we can make continual acts of love. Instead of when we give up something, say, oh, I sure like that. Yeah, of course you do. but because I love God, I'm going to give this to you. And whatever our major promise, let's say it's wasting time. We're spending too much time on playing video games or on our phone or something else. Then we have a timer. Set the timer and then, okay. Even if you don't give it up completely, then you're limiting it. But that way, so what's our daily duty? Sacrifices of daily duty. Okay, those who have to go to work, you've got plenty of crosses there. Right? You've got a lot to offer up, even just trying to get there. The traffic and everything else. Okay, then offer it up. Don't complain about it. And then use your time well. And then do it for the love of God. And I remember some nun, she was working in this hospital, and the people are in horrible shape. And then somebody was visiting and said, "Sister, I wouldn't do that job for $1 million. It was just so disgusting." And then a sister turned and says, "I wouldn't do it for $1 million either. I'm just doing this for the love of God." But again, it's love that motivates us, not just thinking about ourselves. Okay, no fun, no coffee, no whatever it is. And then, as I said, at school. And then what's another sacrifice for daily of is how you treat each other at home. Brothers and sisters, how more respectful to your parents, obedient the first time. I mean, all these things are things that we can do. And then later in Lent, we'll have a retreat. And I remember this little boy, all of a sudden, he said, "Hey, Mom, isn't it time to go on one of those retreats again?" And then she goes, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Yeah, after you go to those retreats, you're so much nicer and more patient and everything." So, okay, that's something extra, right? But it's a sacrifice. But if we're doing the bare minimum and we're giving God, Christ did everything for us. He went to the limit to prove his love for us, for our eternal happiness, so that the gates of heaven could be open, to make up for our sins. Then through love, we can do something for him. So, remember, it's only 40 days in Lent, and we don't have to do what Christ did for us. No food, nothing to drink for 40 days. We only have to get from this week, Wednesday, to Saturday, give up something. And then if we're required to fast, then we fast. Of course, like teachers, people doing heavy manual work, different other professions. You can see in the bulletin, there's many people that are excused. So if you can't, you're excused from fasting, or you're beyond the age, then just give up something. But if you have to fast, then it's a sacrifice. And if you need a dispensation, you can speak to me if you have a question. But we just be generous and then be faithful. And all of us will feel a whole lot better at the end of Lent, when we said, okay, we were going to do this for the love of God. Not because we had to, not because, give it up and then break our promise to God that we're going to be faithful. So, as again, in closing, it's all about attitude. Attitude is everything. And I remember Father Francisco was visiting. He'd had some surgery. Everything, it went pretty well. He still can't give a sermon today because he's not doing great, but he's doing pretty well. But he was saying, "Look, if I don't make it through this surgery," and then he was saying what he was going to do. Okay, it went well. But I think we have to have that attitude. This might be your last Lent. It might be my last Lent. There's no guarantee we'll be here next year. There's no guarantee for anyone, babies or adults or children. So let's make it well and then tell God, I'm sorry for what I did wrong this year and in my past life. I've only got 40 days to show my love in a special way for you. So please help me to make it well. And if we do it in union with Mary, then it will be done very, we'll make it. Think of her last Lent. Just think of that. Palm Sunday is occurring. She knows what's next. And then Jesus is arrested. She knows he's going to be crucified for us. And to witness his scourging and crowning with thorns and meeting him along the way of the cross. She loved him so much. And she wanted to take the suffering herself. But to see her son die in agony for us. She knows how precious your soul is. Right from the cross, our Lord said, "Behold thy mother." She was given to be our mother. So if we do it in union with Mary, and we honor her sorrows, we reflect on her sufferings, then we'll make a good Lent. If we miss out in this Lent, we're not faithful, we don't even do what the church requires of us, we don't do anything extra, then we have to answer because we know better. And then lastly, a spiritual writer said that one tear shed over the Passion of Christ or even the sorrows of Our Lady is worth more than fasting on bread and water for a year or traveling to the Holy Land on a pilgrimage. And even, let's say you can't cry. You just don't. You're not that kind of, you don't have those kind of emotions. Then God looks in your heart. Let's say you're meditating or you're saying the sorrowful mysteries or you're attending Mass or something. And you're sorry for your sins and what Jesus endured for us. You want to compassion in him. That's worth more than fasting for a whole year on bread and water or traveling all the way to the Holy Land on a pilgrimage. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.